2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thank you for listening. We're glad you're here, KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
learning more today about a woman found dead in a Midvale motel yesterday. Unified police are identifying her as 66-year-old Lynette Pierce. Her death is being called suspicious, but cause of death is yet to be determined. I'm Nick Wyatt.
Second, environmentalists are demanding construction be stopped on the new warehouse inside the boundaries of the proposed inland port. They say traffic to and from the building would severely impact air and water quality. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We have a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up of an accident at the Thanksgiving Point exit to SR92. I presume we're talking to I-15. A car got rear-ended and now it's a bottleneck in the left exit lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine warm, 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
72 in Provo now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he, House Speaker Pelosi, and other Democrats walked out of a bipartisan meeting with President Trump on Turkey at the White House after he says the president started attacking them.
He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely, but he called her a third-rate politician.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Speaker Pelosi's walking out was unbecoming of a leader. Earlier, the House voted overwhelmingly to condemn President Trump's withdrawal of American forces from northern Syria.
Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The joint resolution is agreed to, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The withdrawal was immediately followed by Turkey's attack on Kurdish forces and civilians in Syria. Major indexes finished the day lower on Wall Street, with technology stocks accounting for most of the losses. The Dow dropped 23 points, S&P lost 6, the Nasdaq fell 25. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The state wants to expand a program currently being used in Riverton, a program that properly disposes of dangerous opioids. The program is successful enough that officials want to take it statewide. KSL TV's Jed Bowl is covering the story today, and he's live with us in the studio. Hey, Jed.
Hey, Jeff.
What's the magic of this program?
Well, the real beauty of this product, Narcax, is that it dissolves the pills once you throw them in. So in Riverton, they launched this program a month ago with six of these kiosks where you can go and take your pills, dump them in this solution, and the solution just eats them up. They're also distributing 1,000 bottles of Narcax from the Riverton Hospital so that people in the community can essentially do the same thing with their pills. And getting rid of the pills immediately is really the best way to get rid of that oversupply of the narcotics that we still have sitting in medicine cabinets.
All right, I have to explain. You're holding a bottle of this
Narcax.
Okay, it's about the size of a big bottle of Advil. That's it. And what's in there? Goop?
Well, it's a carbon-based solution that chews up those pills. I can put 40 pills in this bottle. The big bins over at City Hall, they can handle up to 5,000
pills. Okay, wait. But couldn't somebody just drink that and get a terrible high?
Hey, well, somebody might think of that, but apparently if you drink this, it's going to make you vomit it right back up. Also, this solution, once it chews up those pills, it's environmentally friendly, it's non-toxic, so it can go right to the landfill.
So the idea is when you're done with your prescription and you feel better, you don't need the opioid pain pills. Instead of leaving them in the medicine chest where trouble could happen, you put them in this Narcax.
Exactly. And once those pills are completely destroyed, nobody can use them illegally.
So they're doing this in Riverton, and they want to expand this statewide.
Exactly. A couple of lawmakers are working on some bills to pave that way. They're going to work on that this legislative session. They've already got the ball moving. One of those bills would make it illegal to improperly dispose of narcotics. The other bill would work on some grant money and education for communities.
Okay, that bottle there, has that been used? Were pills dropped into that one, or is that fresh?
It has not. I'm using it on my live shot tonight at 5 o'clock.
Okay, more on the story. story from Jed Bowl on KSL TV News this evening. KSL News Time 3:49. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And here's Ricky Meese.
Southbounders, I-15. Traffic has slowed down with delays starting just before 33rd South through Midvale. After that, it is a straight shot all the way to Provo. Northbound I-15, just a little busy approaching the 7200 South exit. But I-215 South Belt, both eastbound and westbound directions, traffic getting a little backed up as you're trying to transition to I-15. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is looking good. Steve?
Southbound slowdowns on Foothill Drive. They're starting to build down from Wakara Way out to 21st South. Northbound 15 dipping under the speed limit just a bit there at 2300 North up to the North Interchange as you leave downtown. More slowdowns in Davis County, 200 North in Kaysville. Some scattered delays up to Hill Air Force Base at 700 South. And southbound I-15 just a bit thick and slow through Sunset. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring's scary low prices on flooring and countertops this October. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast. 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine today up to 74. Clouds, windy tomorrow, 72, with rain showers tomorrow night. And then partly cloudy, cooler on Friday with a high of 56. Rain's coming our way on Saturday, high 59. And snow in the morning on Sunday. High temperatures only 48. Partly cloudy Monday, 53, and sunshine Tuesday, 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A picture-perfect October day, 77 in Salt Lake. You have 71 with a bright blue sky in Ogden. KSL News Time, 3:51.
Jeff Market Kaplan's Lake. Afternoon News.
Okay, it's one thing to buy a product once, but when you have enough confidence and have had such a great experience with that product that when your situation changes, in our case, we moved and built a new home, we chose to put another Kinetico soft water system in our home. And I underscore this. We paid the same price that anybody else would have. We are so confident in Kinetico. We like the people we do business with. We love the system itself and the fact that it's 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. That makes a huge difference for us. And plus, I hate resetting electronics. You know, often if there's a power bump in your home or in the neighborhood, all of a sudden you're running through resetting everything. You never have to worry about the Kinetico soft water system because it is totally non-electric. You will notice what a great job it's doing for you each and every day in every part of your home. Put them to work for you as we have done in our home. You can go to softwaterutah.com or call them at 801-576-8600. Tell them Doug Wright sent you.
Fall break is a great chance to get away, and today's Salt Lake City International Airport wants to share ideas to make your trip the best it can be. Start by printing or downloading your boarding pass at home. That way, there's no waiting for your boarding pass at the airport. Check the TSA.gov website for reminders on what you can pack in your carry-on luggage and what's strictly prohibited. Arrive 2 hours prior to boarding to allow plenty of time to park, check your bags, and go through security. Be sure to check the security line wait times online at slcairport.com. And don't forget, please be patient. Everyone is working to make your trip as safe and as special as possible. Salt Lake City is fast becoming a global aviation hub, and the brand new airport being built will help secure that role. The first phase of the Salt Lake Airport will open in September 2020, ready to serve the region for decades to come. Learn more at slcairport.com. That's slcairport.com.
I'm lonely this afternoon. I mean, do you realize they seal me up in a room and for 4 hours I talk to a stick? Please text me if you have news, if you have a traffic tip, or if you just want to chat. It's the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number is 57500.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Outback Steakhouse is looking at artificial intelligence to improve the customer experience. The company is piloting a program with cameras in the lobby to analyze customer interactions. The system would send real-time updates to store managers before a nasty review gets left online. KSL Drive's AP reports the UAW and General Motors have reached a tentative deal to end the five-week-long strike, which is costing GM about a half a billion dollars per week. Terms of the deal have yet to be announced. On Wall Street today, mixed market, the Dow is down 22 points, closing at 27,001. The S&P was down 6. The NASDAQ down 24 points. KSL News Time 355. And time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
For the first time ever, a street in Provo is now named in honor of BYU. 1230 North in Provo used to be known as Bulldog Boulevard for the old Provo High, is now Cougar Boulevard. Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi made the announcement at a ceremony earlier today.
On this important day in your history and during your homecoming week, it is my honor to formally name 1230 North Cougar Boulevard. It seems only fitting that BYU's gateway entrance now be aptly named and appropriately mascot branded.
For more on Cougar Boulevard and video from the renaming ceremony, check out KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.